going around here to ask people how they found it at Kong this year. Sir, how did you find it at Kong this year?
No, it's always interesting. I love the connections that happen here. The locals say that it's the water under the ground that creates the currents that bring the connections, or brings the magnetism with it. And I have to agree with that. Some of the things that happen when I've been here over the years, and that I've seen happen to other people when they're here, is just an amazing experience.
Thank you so much. I'll be back to you in a minute. I owe you a pint. Gentlemen, excuse me a second. Can you just tell me, you're on record now. What's your experience at Kong been like this year?
My experience? Well, listen, we've been talking about the future of work in the age of AI, artificial general intelligence. And that what I've discovered is such a thought-provoking concept, to think that there might be jobs completely automated. So it's been fantastic so far.
Brilliant. Paul. And here is an artificial intelligence here. David, what's your view of congregation this year?
We've been more artificial than ever.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll try this man here. Excuse me, sir. What is your impression of congregation this year?
I think you were looking for artificial intelligence. There's only real intelligence here.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Can you just tell me your first impression or your last impression of congregation this year, please?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Brainstorm. My head is buzzing with ideas.
Would you like to share one of them? Because I know people are talking about openness.
No, ooh, that's under pressure. Just sharing ideas, and how sharing ideas gives your own ideas breath to grow.
Brilliant, brilliant. I love your colour.
Thank you.
And your idea of congregation this year, please.
Well, I've only arrived at 2:00.
Today.
So I missed yesterday.
Today.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you missed the first bit? The second bit was much better, wasn't it?
I can't say because I wasn't here. But I'm glad I came, because I kind of half thought, should I bother? That's the wrong word. But I thought, you know, is it worth it coming just for 2:00? And I'm very glad.
Really?
Very
God, glad. That's great. Yeah. That's great.
You make the congregation. I listened in on a few of the sessions, and all I could hear was just buzzing conversation. So I hope that's what your experience was. I hope you experienced some sort of serendipity or met somebody you haven't before. And if not, it's still not too late, because we're all going to go over to Danaher's a little bit later on. So all I really have to do now is tell you what the next step is. So after this, it's pints up to Ryan's. Anyone who's booked in for dinner, we're going first of all to Pat Cohan's and then spilling out elsewhere. If you want to eat in Danaher's, they're doing food up to 5:30. We decided to the poetry session is now going to be 8:00 because of the rugby match. And anyone wants to join in, it's just a bit of a laugh. It's very relaxed and very kind of interesting. And then the ukulele session will start at half eight. After which point, you're on your own, because then I will be in a bad state, I imagine, that day. So you're probably wondering what the hell this is, okay? So
I was actually wondering why you were breaking it.
So we tried this a few years ago, where we wanted to give an award to something to pick somebody who floated up from above, and we couldn't. We tried using data, we tried using asking people to feed in who was most impressed, and we couldn't get any consensus. It was impossible. So this year we've decided just to go with the most read post. So whoever read the most read post gets this unnamed trophy. And the award this year goes to, this time next year, Rodney.
Hey!
I hope you've enjoyed today. I've really enjoyed today. And the last thing to do is, if you all come up here and we'll get ready for the photograph. Thank you very much.
Can I just have a quick word with you? What's it like to win the award?
Well, I've been practicing for years and years, and finally the day has arrived, so I'm chuffed. Oh, thank you, Owen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Owen, thank you.
You're thank very you. Welcome.
I think you picked a great winner.
I think
right. What was your post about?
My post was about
Rodney. You say you mean only fools and horses?
Yes.
I thought yours was the best. I wrote it in a tweet.
Oh,
I said that the piece you did about the video you did about him had me laughing all over my kitchen.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. Could I ask you, how has Congregation been for you today?
Fantastic. I loved it all. I loved the conversation. I loved meeting different people from different areas, completely out of the niche area I normally mix with. So really liked it. Really.
And who was the weirdest person you met all day?
I would say Aoife Keady.
Where would I find her?
Right here.
Aoife, you're weird. You're weird. What did you think of her today?
I got picked out way too fast. Huh? Sinead Curran has a lot to say here today.
She's new to all this, so she has to learn
that she can't be calling people weird just because we're different, Sinead. But it was a fabulous day and excellent. Oh, they're trying to be getting to take a picture. They're asking you to smile.
We'll talk to you later after the photograph. Oh, this will take half an hour. And what's your view of Congregation?
I had a brilliant time. Learned so much. Different energy in each group. Different education. Even like getting out of your comfort zone. Feeling intimidating and talking, but I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Photograph being taken now. Hey!
Oh, sorry.
Hands in the air. And your impression of Congregation this year, sir?
I thought it was great. My first time. So yeah? I enjoyed it.
Would you come again?
Yeah, I would come again, yeah. Sure.
Where was the best food?
I don't know, because I was only at one place.
Where were you?
I was at the something in Burn. I had really nice cut ham sandwiches with nice potato soup, I think it was.
Oh, lovely. What persuaded you to come?
A friend who was here last year, Carl Thomas.
And
Brian McIntyre.
Anyway, look, thank you very much. Sure. Thank you very much.
What's your name?
John. I'm Paul O'Mahony. Paul O'Mahony, yeah. Brian McIntyre. McIntyre, hello, Brian. John David, it's rumoured that you write verse.
A little.
Yeah. Yeah, but forget the worst now. No poetry. I don't want any rhyming. Not a single rhyme out of you in answer to this. Why did you come to Congregation this year?
To drink deep from the well of other people's experience.
Oh, very good, very good, very good. And what experience did you have with another person that you will never forget?
Relentless honesty from a very young delegate that just knocked me back on my heels and made me listen, and all I wanted to say at the end of it was thank you.
Wow. Do they absolutely dish your poetry?
No. Not yet, anyway.
I'll see you later, man. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I should get back to 8. I thought it was a better time.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. More time. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I've got to go.
There's an 18, you know.
I just need to ask this lady a question.
Oh,
is it okay? I'm terribly sorry.
She's
Look,
married.
I've been sent over here to ask you... Oh, is she?
Yeah,
okay, I got a different question then.
What is it you want to
what
know?
What did you think of Congregation this year?
I thought it was absolutely wonderful.
Could you elaborate?
Well, I just get such a kick out of meeting so many lovely people just like yourself.
Could you point me to a lovely person? I'm really looking for them. You're too good. Hey, did you have any ideas here that you didn't have before you came? Or did you bring any that you dropped here? Did you drop any ideas?
I've dropped loads of ideas here. One of the things is that people enjoyed was that now I'm an old person. I add
the mature, two... Mature, please. We don't use the O word.
I add the two numbers together.
Yes.
So I'm 12 now.
You're 12?
Yes.
So there you go.
How about that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you how old I am if we're going to go that way. I'm 14.
Oh, are you?
I am. So there we are.
Congratulations.
There we are.
That's great.
You've got a wonderful Galway accent. Where did you get it?
Oh, you got it down from Somerset in England, see?
Are you from Somerset? Really?
I am.
I lived in Wiltshire for a long time and I ended up living in Bath.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
well, I came from Wells, just down the road.
Wells. Ah, very good. Very
That's
good.
Right,
and look,
did.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank
Your first
you.
Time. Here.
No, I was here last year.
I was here last year,
yes,
too.
Yes, I know. I recognise your face.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's
oh, dear.
All right. Mind your back.
Oh, dear. You recognise my
I've
face.
I've forgotten your name,
I'm
though.
Paul. Good. Paul, thank goodness. Thank goodness. And yours.
Like,
and yours.
Just like my Paul.
Michael.
My husband.
Yeah.
No,
well, I must
not
go and
Michael,
talk to him.
Paul. He's a
Paul. I've spoken to him. Oh, he's your husband.
He's my husband.
He's your husband.
I dragged him along. Well, last year I came on my own.
Yes.
I wrote a blog, he wrote a blog, then he couldn't be bothered to submit it. So I said, I'm going anyway. And this year he was a bit envious because I'd said how much I'd enjoyed it last year, so he came along too.
Very good. I had a nice chat with him about his French relatives earlier on.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Because he's Pass, P-A-S-S-E, I know that. Pass, the last part of the name is Pass.
Passamard.
Passmont.
Passamard.
Passmont. Passmand. Passmand. Yeah?
Passamard.
Passamard. Yeah. Where's the R at the end then? Is it spelt incorrectly?
Well, actually, it's spelt incorrectly.
Well, I wondered about that because I was...
P-A-S-S-E-M-A-R-D. Oh. I hadn't even noticed.
I was wondering about his pronunciation earlier today. I need to interview you.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you tell me your very best idea?
My very best.
Yeah, and there's no non-disclosure agreements being signed, okay. Right? I need to know your very best idea.
My very best idea, yes. Or from congregation?
No, right? Your very best idea. Mm. Your very best idea now. Now, it's okay. It's all right.
Okay.
You can't be wrong,
no,
right?
I know that.
You're the only one who can judge, right? Yeah. Nobody else can contradict you, right? So there's absolutely nobody knows the implications of your best idea. What might appear a silly idea could be actually a stupendous idea if it was properly understood.
I understand.
Right.
My best idea.
So your best idea.
Is a human update. So to stop living in a mindset of bequeathed thinking whereby we're controlled by instinctual behaviour or genetic traits that going back from the ape or whatever primate, or that we're, no disrespect to anyone that believes in God, that we're controlled by God. I think if God created us, that we have free will.
Do you know what I'm getting the picture of?
Yeah.
I'm getting a picture of a machine that you are, you know, you're thinking about. You get into it like a capsule and you press the reset button and you wipe out all that old programming, yeah. And you come out fresh.
Well, that would be a good one, a good probably metaphor for it, without the machine.
Okay, well, we'll
in a sense, yeah. Better quality of thinking, better conversations with ourselves, stop programming the future with our expectations to create illnesses or conflict, whether it be conflict within families, communities, or countries, that. I was going to say possibly, but that would then be putting a doubt on it, that we can have a utopia world.
Wow, that plenty of food for thought in that.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again. I'm rushing around here getting a few impressions from people. I'll see you at the pub. Can I ask this man, right. May I have your first impressions of congregation this year?
I think it's fantastic. My only first time here, so I'm loving it. It's very, very good. It brings out the ideas in you.
I met a guy here whose theory was that you should be contrary.
I don't think you should be contrary, but you should be... But I know that
put contrary questions he had. One of the blog posts, right?
I know.
Now, let me ask you, be very contrary.
Okay,
right,
very contrary.
Tell me the worst idea you've heard expressed today. The worst idea.
You're asking the wrong person. I think all ideas are good.
No, well, I put the question to you now. No, you're on the spot.
My blog is about every idea is good. Every idea is proper and can be used for something.
And I come from a company that's called Be Contrary. So our job is to question people who have got really, really strong positive views and who believe that everything is something from which we can learn a lot. So I want to know, what can you learn least from today?
What can I learn least from today?
Yeah.
I can't ask that question. I'm pragmatic. I can't answer.
No, we specialize in asking questions that nobody can answer, because even John Devitt here, he wouldn't have known how to answer that. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to chat with you. Now, let me see. I just need to ask you here now.
Yes.
Conor Monacon, you're live on air. Could I ask you today, what have you thought during the day?
It's great. I've thought.
No, that's a feeling. That's a feeling, isn't it?
What have I thought? What,
give me a thought.
I've thought that people have had a very interesting exchange of ideas. I thought what's always useful about congregation is that the people who are here are from so many different backgrounds and so many different fields of study and endeavour. And as a result of that, and then you have this unique format of congregation where you have this interchange of, you're given a very broad theme, and people are brought together in small groups, and the conversations can be very interesting and very, very informative. So I always take something away from it. This time I'm taking away some personal ideas from it, which I won't go into in a whole lot of detail, but some very interesting ideas about, I suppose, family and child rearing and things like that, which have arisen out of a number of conversations, including one I had with you last night.
So, and you know what? They came up in Huddle today.
Right.
I was
that's
in Huddle
right.
today, where ideas about
right.
Children came up as
that's
well.
That's right.
You know?
And I thought that was absolutely fascinating. Yeah, I mean, it was. I think the conversation we had last night, we said, you know, you don't want to raise a compliant child. You want to have a child who is assertive and you want, well, that's the adult you want them to be. Do you know what I mean? And you certainly, that has to start young. And some very interesting, Sinead Curran, I don't know if you met her today. But
I don't think I did.
I'll introduce her.
Yeah.
Has some very, very interesting ideas in relation to autonomy, aligning with autonomy is what she calls it. And she's a social care worker, she is a parent, and she has developed a program where children and adults in a family all take responsibility for their own behaviour. So the parent is in charge of health and safety, and that can trump a lot of things that a child may wish or choose to do. But beyond that, children are encouraged to take responsibility. Now, she will tell you better about it than I can.
Yeah, but it's
interesting. But I was very, very, very impressed.
Has she written something about it in one of the blog posts?
I'm pretty sure she has.
That means at least there's an entry into it.
Yeah.
I can find out a bit.
Yeah.
Look, Con, thanks a million.
Yeah. No,
thanks
great
a million.
Stuff, and thank
I'm
you.
Trying
always
to capture
to
a few bits of audio from people.
Absolutely, I'm doing the same here, sure.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Good.
Look, I'll see you. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
And if you want to capture anything from me, you can only have to ask. Yeah. Who else is here? Let's go to. Where's the best place to go? Oh, I must go and ask Ginger.
Oh, that's the way. That's where people smarter than I am. I just talk about it.
Excuse me. Ginger, come here. What did you get out of today? Did you get anything bad? Have you got anything?
I haven't got anything
did
bad.
Anything make you feel grumpy?
No.
Did anything disappoint you?
No.
Oh, come on. You surely can't. I mean, this is just crazy. Did anything cause you displeasure?
No.
Did anything give you a bad taste in your mouth?
No.
Did anything cause you to fidget?
No.
You hesitated. You hesitated. Okay. Give it to me between the eyes. What was today like?
It was fantastic, as always. It's a good think tank, and it's a good, it's just a good rest for the everyday life. And
if we were going to listen to this back in 5 years' time, is there one specific thing that either happened, you noticed, an idea, or anything from today which would help you to conjure it all back up? Any one single thing? Let's put a marker down.
Probably like the poetry of the girl that's the youngest girl of our group.
Oh, that was
time.
A girl with
yeah,
who did
yeah,
poetry.
Poetry. Yeah, on her depression and anxiety.
Oh my God, I didn't hear that at all. You coming in for a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I buy you?
Oh.
Come on.
Gin and tonic.
Gin tonic. Any particular gin? They have a few. I think so.
Cork's fine if they have it. Cork is fine if they have it.
Cork is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, gin tonic. Okay.